from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, we're going to discuss content.
We are.
And is content the default position for learning and development, Nigel? That's the question. For all the business challenges and people's development needs in an organisation, it seems to me, I could be completely wrong, but it seems to me the default position is go and create some content. Do you think that's fair to say?
It is fair to say, but it's not the whole story. I understand what you're saying is that when you say we're going to create learning journeys, a learning journey is read this, then read that, then read this, then read that. That's, to me, not a real learning journey. Some organizations are beginning to focus on experiences. Go talk to these people. Go and sit with that organization. Some organizations ask really good questions. So your journey is about reflecting on and answering questions, not necessarily dealing with your own content. And some organizations say, find your own content. You've got Google, work it out and share what you come up with. So that's not the whole story, but I tend to agree with you that there's a mentality that if you don't pump something out, then regardless of whether you've created it, that's a different set of questions and discussions. But if you don't pump something out, it's not learning. And I don't agree with that. That seems to go fundamentally against basic philosophies like 70-20-10. It's not all about content.
So content is the crack cocaine of the learning industry, is it not?
Yes, it is. I think that's right. Because it's kind of relatively easy. And it's something as opposed to nothing, you know, that it's filling the void. If I say, Martin, I want you to explore this area, the best way I can do that, the simplest way I can do it is just fling three things at you and that gets you going. And it may be better to ask you some questions and then maybe we end up with some resource or other, but at least it's reflected upon. It's not just default position, whack it out. Yeah. That seems to be the basic principle. And in some ways, the learning experience platforms encourage that. They're very much content-led. So when they suggest stuff for Martin, your task for today, your area for today, it's never Martin, go think about this or talk to this person. It's always Martin, read this or view this TED talk or whatever it might be.
But that's a huge problem, is it not? Because if we all play the game of saying that content first is the answer, we're never ever going to realize the potential of all the other ways in which we know people learn and overcome problems and, you know, challenges and at work. Yeah.
Yes. And also we ought to be encouraging those. You know, what we need to do is give people the problem solving skills to go and fix stuff themselves. And that can be about going to talk to someone. It may be about reading something, but it's often about thinking about something in a particular structured way. And there are lots of techniques which actually get people out of jail more readily and more usefully than flinging them something to look at or read. Yeah, you're right. That is a problem. I think so. And what we're about, our job is to really expand the skills and expand the tools that people can use to work out how they move forward in the workplace. And that involves learning stuff, obviously. But the key is to make people more effective. And dumping more stuff for them to read is not necessarily making them more effective.
Mm. I mean, it just strikes me that there's a whole industry has grown up, especially in the technology side of learning, of, you know, authoring tools, instructional design. It's all around content. You know, this is an industry and a very, very profitable industry, and it generates a lot of revenue. It's multi-billion pound global industry, isn't it? It's where we're all going. We went from, you know, face-to-face to e-learning and beyond. But throughout that journey, the currency is content.
Yes, and I completely agree with you.
It just, and all the, there's so many, obviously, jobs that are involved in creating that. And it just strikes me that maybe that has to change or needs to change quite quickly, because that idea of reimagining the learning department as the department that really understands every which way that people can learn, not just content, but every, all of these different dimensions and approaches, and facilitating solutions based on problems and challenges in the business, moving to that is going to be quite difficult when the default position is, you know, being seen and delivering content.
There's a kind of mindset problem, and that is that the difference between our job is to create the pathway for people to learn, to our job is to help people work it out for themselves and leave them as independent learners. And if you make them dependent on your content to believe they're learning anything, they're never going to be independent. They're going to be dependent learners. And that is the issue. And if you think about how you learn stuff in your day-to-day life, not all of it comes from reading something. Much more of it comes from talking to people, working things out, problem solving by doing, et cetera, et cetera. So yes, I think it's part of this step-by-step that learning departments, learning and development in organizations has to take in order to be fully indispensable by making themselves fully dispensable. It's the irony of the, at the heart of it. Create independent learners. And that is, I think that's a full-time job. But if you see your full-time job is making learners dependent on you shoveling stuff out to them, no, it's not going to work. Should we end there?
Let's end there. I never thought we'd get to that point when discussing content, but there you have it, dear listener. That was almost a sort of thinking aloud type few minutes, but I enjoyed that. So thanks, Nigel.
Yeah, I was thinking aloud. That's true. I hope it's coherent thinking aloud as well. Thank you, Martin. Always a pleasure to talk to you. From scratch.